from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. So your kid signs up for college at one price, but that price can change every year. To make things less of a mystery for families, Jersey lawmakers have introduced a bill that caps in-state tuition hikes for public colleges and universities.
Jersey colleges expect to hit an enrollment cliff in the years ahead with fewer students coming in.
So my concern is when we see these enrollment dips, these colleges can charge whatever they want. They could go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%.
Assemblyman Cody Miller's bill says public higher ed institutions can't hike tuition by more than 2% in 1 year.
This is not new. Other states do this.
Separate legislation introduced earlier this year says a public college should freeze a student's tuition at their first year rate. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Local officials and residents shocked to learn the historic Freehold Raceway is closing at the end of the year. The news blindsided the community and the employees. The track opened in the 1830s. It's been one of the premier sites for harness racing since. Officials say it was an extremely difficult decision, but the track isn't making any money. The track will complete its 2024 racing schedule and close by the end of the year. More bad news for Newark Airport, at least when it comes to feedback from passengers and travelers.
A new report on customer satisfaction at 20 of the country's largest or mega airports ranks Newark's airport in last place. The J.D. Power survey asked travelers about their experiences in seven categories, including ease of travel through the airport, food options, staff, and terminal facilities. Meantime, Minneapolis-St. Paul came in the top spot, while Kennedy Airport came in fourth. In the large airport category, LaGuardia came in 17th place out of 27 airports. Lisa G.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
As we head toward this big summer to fall transition weekend, skies look good. The surf is rough, though. High risk of rip currents and a coastal flood advisory posted. That's going to continue right through the weekend. Weather-wise today, mostly to partly sunny skies and a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle at some point. It'll be warm, highs near 80 degrees. A few clouds tonight and quiet, lows around 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, a little bit cooler, highs in the mid-70s. Cooler still on Sunday, lower 70s, a morning shower, then mostly cloudy skies. New Jersey weather made possible by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring your family for spooktacular fun on October 13th and 19th at their 6th annual Halloween Fun Fest. Enjoy a trick-or-treat trail, pumpkin patch, costume contest, and more. Registration is required and space is limited. Visit FantasyIslandLBI.com for more.
Rockaway is 66, Franklin 68, Beach Haven is 70. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone and customized for your neighborhood so you can stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.